Hello.
Hi, my name is Samaya, giving you a call back with customer service. How can I help you?
Well, I don't know. You called me.
Yes, ma'am. Again,
Who is, what's the
I'm
name of
again.
your company?
So I work for a
Okay,
third
are you
party
Best Gadgets?
I work for a third party contact center where we do
A
service a
what?
third party contact center where we
Okay,
do.
could you possibly be on my credit card as Best Gadgets?
I'm not certain because, again, we work with a large range of merchants.
Well, I think I got scammed. I haven't ordered anything from anyone, and someone has a $49.90 some cents charge on my card.
Okay.
So can you go into my name and information from me and tell me what in the world that I've ordered from Best Gadgets?
Definitely. Can you provide me with your first and last name?
Yes, Debra, Deborah Custer, Kuster.
Could it be possibly under debts, DEBTS?
No, huh?
Can you verify your
Debra.
email address for me, Ms. Custer?
Yes, Griffin, Griffin, Debbie, Debbie, 770 at gmail.com.
Okay, Ms. Custer, for security purposes, can you verify your address?
Yes, 1030, that's 1030 Chestnut Drive, Kabul, Missouri, 65689.
Okay. So I do see here that you have the neck massage. I'm sorry. Thank you for holding for me. So I do see here that you have the neck massages with the hotconsumersdeals.com. The neck massager was a free gift. However, if not declined at the point of sale or within the first 48 hours of ordering, you are enrolled into the hotconsumersdeals.com's monthly membership where you are charged.
Ma'am, I received this little bitty nothing of some type of a neck massager, and I had no clue where in the world it had came from. Are you trying to tell me that that is what they've charged for $49.99, and that's a dime store quality gadget? And I thought, well, who in the world would have sent me this? And the paperwork really didn't tell me much. I still had no clue where it came from. Who do I need to speak to about this horrifying? I've been scammed. I mean, I'm sorry. You'll need to get you another job, honey, if that's what they're capable of doing. I mean, I don't understand what in the world where they think that it, I don't even know how they could charge a dollar for that little thing that came in my mail. And I thought, well, what in the world is this thing? I even had to try to figure it out for a little bit. But this has blown me away. $49, and is it 99 cents or 97 cents?
It's 97 cents.
Yeah, see, this is one of those things, honey, where you're going to have to understand that these people that you're working with are scamming you if you're surfing on their, you know, on their pages. I don't know how long you've been with these people, but that's horrible. I could have accidentally let that went on depending on the money that was in my account. 'Cause I said, well, who in the world charged $49.97 on my account? And she said, it's called Best Gadgets. And now you're telling me that you work for three different people online, is that correct?
No, ma'am, I said multiple.
Yes, well, multiple. I don't know what to tell you. Like I said, if you haven't been with them long, you need to get out of that mess. What number do I need to call to take care of this, or I will have my bank to take care of this? This is simply horrifyingly a scam.
Okay. So
I never even heard of Best Gadget unless
okay,
it
Ms.
came up on my news feed.
And it probably did, but it's not Best Gadgets. It's HotConsumersDeals.com.
But, honey, you're not understanding. I didn't order anything from any of this.
So you never opted in for the free pillow?
But I did receive, pardon me?
So you never opted in for the free pillow?
No, I don't need no pillow. I've got brand new ones at home right now from Walmart. I don't know why I would need a pillow.
I mean, I'm sorry, not pillows, neck massager.
No, honey. No. I don't even have a dollar to spend on that little cheap thing that came in the mail, much less $49.97.
The price of the
Good
neck
land.
Massager is not $49.97. That's the monthly subscription. Now, again, Ms. Deborah, with
oh,
the monthly
Lord,
subscription.
Oh, Lord, okay, that's where we go.
With
listen, I'm not going to argue about this. I need your supervisor's number. I've got to get this mess straightened out because this is horrible.
Yes, ma'am. Now, I can get you over to a supervisor, but however, they are going to go through the same policies and procedures as myself. Now, Ms. Custer,
well,
what I
I'll
can do
have
is
to have
go
my
ahead.
Bank then to bump up against you because that is nothing but stealing from someone. I'm sorry, but that's what it's called. It's scamming and it's thieving.
Okay, now, Ms. Custer,
night.
If you'll bear with me, I am trying to assist you here. What I can do is get the account canceled as well as provide you with... Okay, so, no, I'm sorry. So you're stating you never ordered the neck massager, correct?
No, uh-uh. I mean, there's times I surf the web, but people don't throw charges on my card.
Yeah, I just was making sure because we do take fraud very serious here, and we are looking to prosecute anyone who's used your account without your permission. That's the reason I was asking all the questions that I was.
Nobody
now,
has even any way of touching my cards. I live alone, and no one's ever in my purse. I mean, gee, wow, I'm just sorry for you that you are mixed in with something like this that has been done. And they're doing it to everyone. I guess you know that.
Okay.
I wouldn't even want to work for them.
Yes, ma'am. So, what I can do is get the account canceled and get you transferred over to our fraud department because if this is a fraudulent charge, then we are looking to prosecute anyone who's used your account without your permission.
Oh, yeah, it's just that, like I said, nobody can even think about getting my card. I don't have a husband. I don't have a live-in. No one ever is in my billfold or they'd be dead. I mean, that's how we work with Debbie's stuff. Nobody gets in Debbie's purse. So no one has access to my cards. I don't know what to say. This is just kind of it has blown me away.
Okay, so Ms. Deborah, if no one has access to your account, if no one has access to your account, then that means you would have had to possibly done this, created the charges. So either I can get the account canceled and get you over to our fraud department, or I can get the account canceled and I can provide you with a 50% refund back for the $49.97 that was charged on
the
line.
Oh, no, there's no way. I mean, I'll fight this all the way. I have not ordered nothing because it's like I said, I've been trying to save money lately. Why would I pay $50 for something when I'm trying
okay,
to
so
save
Ms.
money.
Okay, so Ms. Custer, if you are adamant that you did not place the order, then that means that someone may have gotten your information, not necessarily gone in your purse. However, there's other ways outside of physically going into your purse for someone to be able to utilize your card information. Now, what I can do is get the account canceled and get you transferred over to our fraud department. Or, again, I can cancel the account, and I know that you are not satisfied with the 50% discount. I can reach out to the merchant, see if they're willing to provide you with a 100% refund back to the account. However, Ms. Custer, I cannot give you a 100% guarantee because as of right
now,
these...
Well, you better go in there and find it because my bank does know how to get rid of people like you.
Go in there and find what, Ms. Deborah?
Well, you need to go to whoever it is that can add this back to my card is where you need to go right now. I'm sorry. I'm trying to be nice right now. I really am because I'm madder than a whippoorwill in water. So this better come off immediately or I'm going to call my bank right now because they told me to let them know what's going on.
Okay. So, again, Ms. Custer, I have... you know, it's to your discretion at this point. I can reach out to the merchant to see if they're willing to give a full refund back, or I can get you over to... They don't have a number.
I want the number.
They don't have a number.
Well, then how do you get a hold of them?
We do it via email.
There you go, right there. They don't want to talk to the scammed customer. Do you not see that? You can't get that's what they're doing? Would you want to talk to somebody that got raped of $50 out of their account? No. I'm telling you, if it's not off by this evening, I'll give you till 6:00 Central Time. But tomorrow morning when I call my bank, that $49.97 better be back on there. You know, good banks, they know how to work with people like you.
Okay, Ms. Custer, and I definitely understand. Again, I understand your frustrations, and I definitely understand what you're saying.
You're living off of my frustration is what you're doing. That's what I'm telling you. You are living off of them doing this to people like me. You might want to talk with your maker about how this goes. It's simply nothing but theft. You guys ought to be sued and put in jail is what ought to happen.
Ms. Custer, again, if you're stating that you did not make the purchase to the account.
I did not. I wouldn't pay $20 right now for nothing. I'm trying to save money for quite a while.
That,
why
Ms.
would
Custer.
I order a neck thing? When that little bitty cheap, flimsy thing came in the mail, ma'am, I had to look at it to try to even figure out what I had been sent. Does that make sense to you? It was so goofy made, I had to try to figure out what it was. And then I thought, well, who in the world would have sent me something like this? You need to look at the product yourself. You would be going, really? $49.97? Wow. That looks like about
a dollar store.
It looks like a dollar store. What was I charged?
The neck massager was a free gift, Ms. Custer.
Well, then what did I buy for $49.97?
That's the monthly membership. For the
oh my Lord, no, I would never get. I don't have a membership to no one in this world. I have no membership. So there you go, right there. Right there is where you get me. You have added me onto what you call a membership plan. Is that what it is? Ma'am, I'm like I said, I am not stupid. I am not dumb. I am 65 years old. I know how you people work. And I'm telling you, this dead gum plan money, because it now, I wouldn't order a dime's worth of nothing from you all since you've done this. you would never get my money for nothing.
Ms. Custer.
This is how you all ruin yourselves.
Ms. Custer, I'm trying to help you get your money back here now. Again,
what it sounds like to me, you're pretty much telling me that I might have a chance at my money, or I might have a chance at half of it back.
No,
I'm
offered
telling
you 50%
that it
of
better
it
be back on my card this evening. When I call my bank in the morning, I'm going to tell you World War III is going to start.
Okay,
I don't
Ms. Custer,
let people
even
do
if
me
they,
like this.
Even if the merchant gives a full refund back, it still will take 3 to 5 business days for that refund
I
to reflect into
the
account.
I don't care if it does, but it better be back on there. You tell them that I said it better be on there yesterday. You're not working with a stupid nut, may I help you to know. I don't put up with people like you. I wasn't raised to thieve and deceitfully do people like this. Do you understand me?
Okay, so
my
again,
world
Ms.
don't
Custer,
work like you guys' world does.
Okay, so again, Ms. Custer, what I can do is reach out to the merchant to see if they're willing to give a full refund back to the account, if you'll bear with me one moment. Again, I did go ahead and get the account canceled. Now that the account is canceled, you will not receive any more charges, nor would you receive or have access to the app, which is the membership in which you were paying for. You will not have access to the app, nor would you receive the $125 gift card monthly. You will receive an email confirming the cancellation as well as refund back to the account. If you're bearing me one moment, I'm going to make sure.
Oh, my God. I've never heard such bull hockey in all of my life as you're telling me that I've got. Ma'am, you ask them right now if they are going to put this fraudulent taken money in my account. I want to know now.
Bear with me one moment.
Are you there?
Bear with me one moment, Ms. Custer. I'm trying to see now if they're going to issue the refund back to you, okay?
Well, okay.
Thank
you
so much
for
your patience.
I'm not playing games.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much for your patience.
Man.
Thank you so much for patiently holding with me. So the merchant did agree to doing the full refund back to the account, Ms. Custer. With that refund,
yeah,
it does take about 3 to 5 business days to reflect into the account. However, you are going to receive an email confirming the cancellation as well as that refund.
What will the email be labeled as?
I'm not certain.
What the name is.
I'm not certain.
You're not sure?
No, ma'am, I don't know.
Then how will I be sure?
I don't know if it's going to be under.
God, this is the joke of the world. I'm going to put this on my Facebook, and I'm going to tell them exactly how this all came about. I hope to God nobody gets caught up with you all ever again.
Yes, ma'am. Now,
okay, so $49.97 will be back on my card. Is this correct?
Yes, ma'am, Ms. Custer, that's correct.
All right.
Now, it's
going to
either show up as customer service or hot consumerdeals.com will be their label. But I'm not 100% certain because, again, I am third
part.
Well,
I'll just keep calling my bank to find out if it's came back in. That will be my clarity right there.
Okay, Ms. Custer. Well, it was definitely my pleasure to assist you today. And we do want to thank you for
calling.
I'm
sorry I couldn't
service.
Be nicer, but I don't deal with thieves. I'm sorry. I just don't. I don't go that direction.
No, you're fine,
Ms.
Custer. You're fine.
Anyway,
we got you.
I'll be awaiting the money, and it better be here tomorrow sometime.
It will not be there tomorrow, Ms. Custer. It takes 3 to 5
business
days.
We will see, okay? Because I'm already going to call my bank and tell them about you all. All right, I'll let you go.
Okay, Ms. Custer, you have